Welcome. Today we're discussing an incredibly insightful talk about maximizing the power of Claude Code, way beyond just simple code generation. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. What makes Claude Code so special, and how is it different from other tools like Cursor?
Well, as Patrick, the CTO who gave the talk, points out, Claude Code shines in multi-step processing, breaking down complex tasks into smaller, manageable steps. It's fantastic for starting projects, generating detailed planning documents, and managing complex processes. Unlike Cursor, which excels at specific file or code line operations, Claude Code handles larger, more intricate tasks brilliantly, thanks to its reflective loop. It can even pull information from multiple files seamlessly.
That reflective loop sounds crucial. How does it work in practice?
It allows Claude Code to recognize mistakes or inefficiencies in its approach, adapting and improving its process throughout the task. This significantly reduces the need for constant human oversight, leading to better output and increased efficiency. Parsec 1, absolutely. And context is key. Patrick stresses the importance of providing Claude Code with a rich understanding of your code base, architecture, preferred libraries, style guides, and like, and even examples of good and bad output. Think of it as equipping Claude Code with all the tools and knowledge it needs to thrive.
I see. Interesting. He also mentioned Claude MD files. What are those?
They're like specialized readmes for Claude Code, providing comprehensive context about your code base. Patrick recommends creating detailed Claude MD files within each subfolder, tracking every function and file. This helps Claude Code quickly locate information rather than searching endlessly. He also recommends using changelog and plan MD files to document updates and track tasks effectively. It's all about giving context.
Got it. This all sounds amazing. So it's just about code generation then?
Not at all. Claude Code goes far beyond code gen. Patrick highlighted non-engineering uses, such as second brain note-taking, computer administrative tasks, even creative applications like generating 3D models with Blender. He's a huge advocate for thinking of Claude Code not just as a codegen tool, but as a versatile agent deployable in various contexts.
Wow, that's quite a range. He mentioned the importance of MCPs. Can you elaborate on that?
MCPs, or multi-tool contextual prompts, are basically reusable prompts that can be shared within a team, embodying best practices in complex workflows. They are a powerful way to enhance Claude Code's abilities and streamline tasks. He even created a platform, CureCode, to facilitate sharing these MCPs, which I think is a fantastic initiative.
I see. Interesting. What about agent swarms? He briefly mentioned them, and that sounds intense.
Right. Think of it as launching multiple Claude Code instances simultaneously, each working on the same task. Then, an LLM can judge their outputs and choose the best one, significantly enhancing the quality and speed of development. It's cutting-edge stuff.
Got it. Sounds very powerful. Now, about actually using Claude Code, Patrick emphasized the explore, plan, execute approach. Can you explain that?
It's all about making Claude Code think hard. Before diving into execution, you should spend time building context. Patrick recommends having Claude Code read relevant files, discuss the intricacies of your code base, and even answer specific questions to ensure a solid understanding. Then, use the double escape method to fork the conversation, preserving this valuable context for future tasks. It's a game changer in terms of efficiency.
Fascinating. I think I'm starting to get it. Any final tips for maximizing Claude Code's potential?
Patrick strongly advises against using the compact command, advocating instead for rewinding the conversation to maintain context. He also stresses the importance of providing clear feedback, treating Claude Code as a developer on your team. And don't be afraid to experiment. Skip the formalities for smaller tasks and leverage Claude Code's strengths to automate repetitive tasks like merging code. It's a continuous learning process, and the rewards are well worth the effort.
This has been incredibly enlightening. I am definitely inspired to dive deeper into Claude Code and explore its full potential. Thanks for sharing these insights.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the podcast. Bye.
Goodbye.